In August, the Massachusetts Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs declared that the state was experiencing significant drought conditions. This morning, city leaders in Pittsfield announced new water conservation measures for the community. WAMC spoke with Commissioner Ricardo Morales of the city's Department of Public Services and Utilities about the new voluntary restrictions. Just the first level of a multi-tiered plan if the drought continues to intensify.
We are facing significant drought at the moment. On a state level, they are on the second step of the drought management plan. On a local level in Pittsfield, our water conservation is currently at the voluntary restrictions, which means we're asking people to not use outdoor water, general outdoor usage, washing their vehicles, watering their lawns between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And actually, if they're going to use go into that activity, do it before 7 a.m. and after 7 p.m. on alternating days based on what side of the street they live. So that's, at the moment, it's voluntary. We're asking people to comply. We're not following through and making sure that people actually observe that. What we're observing in our reservoirs and according to our water, our drought management plan is the level at the reservoirs is still falling. And we're reaching a point where we have to activate our second stage, which is pretty much the same thing, only we are in a mandatory restriction mode. And we're going to be sending warnings for folks that don't follow the restrictions. And for repeat offenders, we're going to be issuing fines.
When did the drought start, and what is the expected timeline for the situation here in Massachusetts?
On a regional level, we're seeing that the state issued it because of low rainfall over the past couple of months, and I believe actually more than three months now with rainfall below normal levels, and that's why the state went into level 2 significant drought. On a local level, we are technically, according to our drought management plan, not in a drought until we reach our reservoir levels reach 4 feet below the theoretical top level of the water elevation, and that happened within the last 2 to 3 weeks.
So what's the next stage of this? If it intensifies, what's that going to look like here in Pittsfield?
That next stage is reached when we get to 8 feet below datum, which is the theoretical top level of the water elevation. 8 feet below that, when we reach that, we're entering our second stage, and we announce folks to observe the water conservation measures, and it's a mandatory restriction instead of a voluntary one where we are at right now.
Now, how would that be enforced?
We're working on the details on that, but it will basically be the department will have folks out with slips. If they see something, they'll write someone up, collect the address to keep track of who's been repeat offenders, if any, and we'll be issuing fines through the billing for water services. The fines will be issued only if there's repeat offense.
What else should people in Pittsfield know about the drought and what they can do to mitigate its impact on the community?
Well, we have to know that this is real. We're not asking people to conserve water just because we want to. The issues that this can cause are real. We may have lower pressure in our system, which can cause less impact, less pressure for emergency response on some fires. It could mean that some areas of the city could lose water pressure and not have enough to suffice with our tanks. It means that we may have areas that could temporarily lose water because of the drought if it continues the way it's doing.
What are the projections at this time? How realistic is it that we would get worse from here?
So the forecast is not bringing any good news. Even with the recent rains we had in this past week, we still saw a decline in the water levels in the reservoir at Cleveland. And that although they slowed down a little bit, it still has a downward trend. So since August 31st until today, we saw about 2/10 of a foot decline in the water level.